Some of you with longer memories may recognize that as the Beyond 2000 theme song. Most people probably won't even remember the concept of Beyond 2000, but it is the Beyond 2000 theme song, and the reason we're playing that is because it's time for Tech House with Dr. Hitchcock. Good morning, Dr. Hitchcock.
Good morning, Mr. Dan.
And so just the idea is, right, is we want to have a bit of a talk about tech, but also some of the things that are close to your heart, like privacy and security and free software and open source things. So we're going to do that every fortnight.
That's right. That's all my life. Last 5 years, I've been like madly with a passion exploring all these elements of what have in the past been quite techy and kind of away from the mainstream things. And then with Snowden, boom, came crashing down into everyday life and is very, very relevant now.
Have you got a Snowden tattoo yet?
No, but when my firstborn was born, if it was going to be a dude, I was pushing for Edward for a middle name.
Yeah.
So my daughter's really stoked.
Yeah, she's lucky she escaped that one. But we're going to have, and you're going to have a little bit of a news story and then some kind of, a little bit more of a feature with some tips.
That's right.
But, you know, like, not like real basic stuff. This is like, you know, accessible but useful and high level, you know, like, this isn't like, sorry, I can't connect to the internet. And you're like, have you tried unplugging it and plugging it in again?
Yeah. So it's kind of going to be kind of full range of capabilities. So there's going to be some really easy stuff for people that might, you know, have really, really basic computer skills, through to if you want to go complete next level, I will, you know, where I like to try and aim for, then I'll guide you in that direction as well. And then there's all the space in between.
That's so much space in between. You're going to start with a little story from the CIA.
Yep.
Here's a little something I learned in the CIA.
Yeah, as you know, along with all those moves, right? So, teen hacks. Teen says he hacked CIA director's AOL account. Hillary Clinton's email scandal didn't stop the head of the CIA from using his own personal AOL account. So that'd be like your extra account or something like that, to stash work-related documents, according to a high school student who claims to have hacked into them. CIA Director John Brennan's private account held sensitive files, including his 47-page application for top-secret security clearance, until he recently learned that it had been infiltrated. Other emails stored in Brennan's non-government account contained the social security numbers and personal information of more than a dozen top American intelligence officers, as well as a government letter about the use of harsh interrogation techniques on terrorism suspects, according to the hacker.
So this dude, right, apart from, I mean, that sort of stuff seems to be like super basic, but he pretty much just had his password hacked, and that's something that we're gonna be talking about.
That's right. So, password management, I guess, is the concept, and the theory is that there's three kind of core things, and obviously it's a lot more complex than this. But so one is use a different password for every service.
Yeah, but that's like, how do you remember, like, you know, like if you sat down and wrote down everything that you put a password into, you must have what, like, probably most people would have like 40, 50 different passwords.
Easy, yeah, totally. And and it is, it's tough. And I can just hear people groaning at home going, I've chucking heard this before, man, like, oh God. You know, but that is, the thing is, for example, this guy here, this director of the CIA, he has his AOL account hacked. If he's used the same password for everything, sweet. There goes his Facebook, there goes his Twitter, there goes his bank, there goes his all sorts. So, yeah, use a different password for every service. Use strong passwords, or even better, what Snowden calls passphrases.
What's a passphrase?
Passphrase. So instead of just using a word, like it might be 10, 12 letters or whatever, you go, I don't know, donkey, truck, flying cow, desk, microphone, party on. So passphrase.
Yeah.
And in theory, passphrases are easier to remember than passwords, because, you know, it's easier to remember a word than to remember a plus 10 lowercase n. That's way more complicated. So passphrases are real good. And then there's bonus points for two-factor authentication.
So that's like having one login and then what, like one password and then a second password? Or
no, it's kind of, so it's something you know and something you have. So, for example, Google does it at the moment. So if you log into your Google account, you can have it set up. So when you log in with your password, they'll send you a text message, and then you also put in the text message.
Or the like every time?
You can do it every time. You can turn that on every time. Or also, banks have been doing it for years. Mm. They've either got those little... I know BNZ used to have those little cards, or ASB used to have the dongles with the... the LCD displays, and they cycle through numbers. So that's two-factor. Or there's even these new things out now called YubiKeys, which I've got. They're real fun. They're like this little USB thing, and they now come with NFC, so you can plug it into your computer, and when you log into your, say, my email account, I just put that in, push the little button on the dongle, and then type in a short password. Boom, I'm in. So that means, so for example, if this CIA director had a YubiKey, then on his AOL account, he wouldn't have had an issue.
I know that we have things here for, you know, the regular people, and as we should, but you've got to think that the CIA would have, you know, like, slightly difficult passwords to crack and things, you know?
He
should have, like, four-factor authentication.
Well, actually, I need to be fair. So, actually, password management probably wouldn't have prevented this from happening, because how the hack happened was the hacker went to Verizon, which is their ISP, his phone, mobile phone provider, and tricked them into giving him personal information, including last four digits of his credit card and stuff like that. So then they took those details and went to AOL and go, oh, I'm locked out of my account. Here's my credit card, last digits of my credit card.
Yeah, and I've seen people do that with... Apple accounts as well, because there's various what you're talking about is if you can get the last four numbers of a credit card, which you potentially can if you figure out the person's email and things like this, there are ways of getting a small amount of information from a number of different services and then going to one service with that small amount of information and asking them to reset the password and things like that.
So I mean, that sounds all doom and gloom, but how to combat this, how to manage this, is password management or password management systems. After the show, James is going to put up a whole bunch of links for stuff I recommend, but there's three really cool services. So there's one called LastPass, another called 1Password, and a third called KeyPass. So LastPass and 1Password are proprietary services, so the code is closed, but we'll explain that another time. It's as the name of the service is what it implies. You only have to remember LastPass is the last password you have to remember, or 1Password is all you have to remember. So what it does is it's a program on your computer, on your mobile phone, in your browser, and what it does is when you say log into your Gmail, instead of checking in a password, you just click on the extension in your browser or in your operating system, and then that will fill in all the details for you. And then the only thing you have to ever remember is, say, is your 1Password. So for example, I said the big long passphrase. That might be your password to your overall vault in LastPass or 1Password.
No, it works. Some of these services free, or...
So KeyPass is free, but it's a bit more technical and not as pretty on the visual aspect.
Yeah.
But it's open source, and that's the one I use.
Yeah.
But we use 1Password at MetaDigital, the organization I work at, and that's really good. It looks real pretty, and it works. It's cross-platform, and that's $50 for the program, and then all the browser extensions and mobile phone apps and all that stuff is free. LastPass is like $12 a year. But you can use it for free, I think, on desktop. If you just stay on desktop, it's free everywhere. So you just plug it in, and then every time you go to a service, LastPass, for example, will suggest, as soon as you go to log into it, there'll be a little LastPass icon. You just tap on it, and it fills in everything.
So this is better than, like, autofill or autocomplete or whatever?
That's another good way of doing it. That's talking about storing it in the browser. So Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer. That's a really, even if you didn't go into any of these services today and you just did it in the browser, that's better than nothing if you're creating a new password for everything. Because how you would have to hack that is you would have to gain physical access to the computer. So that's not as secure, but it's still a really good way of doing it.
And finally, do you want to do your one tip?
Yes. So, and at the end of every segment, James and I thought we'd do like a 5-minute IT pro power tip. This isn't going to be 5 minutes. This is easy. So, it's called HTTPS Everywhere. And what this allows you to do is to ensure that every time you go to a website on the internet that has the capability for encryption, it turns it on. So, yeah, we'll chuck the link in the thing, but it's eff.org/https-everywhere. And encryption's really important. So that means if I've got one of my dodgy devices and I'm sitting in the street and I'm watching your Wi-Fi connection, I'm not seeing where you're going on the internet. And HTTPS can basically just cuts that out easy, and you can set it up in 5 minutes. You don't have to think about it, and it's a really good little service.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Hitchcock. And
thank you.
That is it's a good sort of nod into the direction that we want to go in, which is talking about, you know, like security and privacy and how much of our information, you know, because a lot of the social internet is based on us freely giving away personal information.
Yes, it is.
And yeah, maybe that's not such a great thing. So let's sort of think about those sort of things. And that's what we'll be exploring every fortnight on Tech House.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes. High fives.